Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right back in your ear here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you. If you're on the YouTube page, subscribe. That way you don't have to scroll, look around for you. You can just go right on there. Boom. Top of the screen. No scrolling. Just there. Hello, world. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, tell somebody about it. Do what Carrington says. Tell a friend. They'll tell a friend. They could like it. Subscribe it. Download the page. Odyssey app. Do whatever you got to do. Whether you're in Arkansas, whether you're in California, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Florida, wherever the hell you are. St. Louis. The Tokyo series in the Tokyo Dome, Chicago and the Dodgers. Dodgers leading 3-1. Yes, Shohei Ohtani does have a hit. I believe he might have two. But nobody knows because the game started at 5 o'clock Central Time. So unless you are a freak, you got up early and started watching the Tokyo Dome Express.
You think Bob's up? You think Bob's watching it?
Yes, of course.
Of course he is.
And it's what? 5 o'clock where he's at, so he got up at 3.
Is that true? It's 2 hour difference. Yeah.
Oh, he's on the West Coast, isn't he? He's at the Grand Canyon.
He said it was grand.
Classic.
It's so classic. Dad jokes.
Right. But no, I think that what we talked about going into the break, it's a pretty important draft for Brett Veach.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, you have somewhat of a restructured offensive line. You have tagged and now having discussions long-term, I think, with Trey Smith. You still have Juwan Taylor for another year. False start, 74 offense. You've got Creed Humphrey obviously locked up for a while.
Yep.
What we think is you're moving Kingsley Suamataia to left guard. You lose Tooney, which is tough.
It's tough, man. Right? Best guard in the game.
But you weren't paying him for 3 years later. They're getting him this year in Chicago. Maybe next year he's decent. But you weren't going to pay a guy like that at that age that long
for
that much money. And then left tackle, you went and got more from San Francisco, who backed up Trent Williams. Still unknown. I don't know if there's enough there to know how I truly feel about that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think it's fair to be like, are we still screwed? Because, again, I don't know if you can go all the way again with a patch-up job. Now, here's where we might sound contradicting to what other people will say, because they're running it back with essentially the same team. Why are we complaining about that when they went 15-2? And they will obviously have Rashee Rice back this year, who seems to be doing everything that he can to get back to top tier shape. Said he was just starting to hit the ground running with Pat, and that they were on the same connection. He and Mahomes last year in the first 3.5 games, and obviously
going to be a breakout season.
He was having a ball in season start.
He was so good.
What was he like? Number two behind Nico at the time in receiving yards.
He was number one in yak.
Yeah, and obviously that would have gotten surpassed by Ja'Marr Chase,
who
had an ungodly
his yak
run
numbers
in there.
Dumb. Yeah,
so that's back. Worthy has another year under his belt. They brought back Juju, but again, this draft to me is similar to what they had need to hit when they had the draft where they got McDuffie, Karloftis, Cook, Chenault, all those guys.
Yeah,
because everything they've seemingly done in the offseason outside of Nick Bolton and brought in the kid from Los Angeles.
Christian Fulton. Yep.
Everything else has been offensive. And it's been familiar names outside of Moore.
Well, they did that Jerry Taylor-y, but that was a smaller. But yeah,
defensive
you're right.
Line. Yep. But I mean, Trey Smith. You're moving Kingsley over. You signed Moore. You brought back Kareem Hunt. You got Elijah Mitchell. You brought back Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yep.
You're obviously bringing back Rice and Worthy, and Travis Kelce comes back. So it seems very like you're trusting what your offense is because you know who your quarterback is. Now, a lot of people like you and Binkley and Nacero who do the Character Concerns podcast, make sure you check that out on Wednesdays. And Binkley will join us Wednesday at 6:45. But it seems like this is a draft where he's going to, once again, use his resources and maybe go after defensive names. Defensive linemen in the first two rounds. One of those picks is probably going to be a defensive lineman. Do you go get a corner? You saw the Stingley contract yesterday. Rises questions about Trent McDuffie. Is he long-term? Is he family? Is he in what they call the circle of trust on the drive? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be part of that future? My conscience and my gut tells me yes, because I think Trent McDuffie is generational. I know that might be a hot take. But from what he's shown in his first, 4 years in the NFL? Been pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Or 3 years
three
in
seasons,
the NFL.
Yep.
Two Super Bowls. Very vital piece. Had L'Jarius Sneed for two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one without him, obviously it wasn't his fault they lost Super Bowl, but he was without L'Jarius, still went to the Super Bowl. Had probably one of his best defensive years of the year. First year he ever had two interceptions. First year he ever had an interception. Remember using the TV in Cleveland to make sure you could track it down?
Heck yeah.
Cheating. But this seems like a draft where Veach is going to have to find valuable pieces that are going to be ready to hit the ground running, like a Carl Loftus, like a Chenault, like a McDuffie, because there's a lot of things. We give Cincinnati a bunch of crap, sign all those offensive players. What's their defense going to look like? They have to hit in the draft. So I think this is a very important draft for Brett Veach.
I mean, have we entered a season with more question marks and more places in this Chiefs era? I don't know. I think the one answer
after
would
the
be
Tampa.
It would be after the Tampa Bay. But with those,
coincidence?
I think not.
Yeah,
but those questions were pretty much immediately answered because Veach said, here's Tooney. We're going to draft Smith. We're going to draft Creed Humphrey. Here's Juwan Taylor. You know, here's Orlando Brown. Like, we are spending the money. We're drafting high. And you were kind of like, well, Trey Smith was a 6th-round pick, but you knew he was supposed to be a first or a second. That was a steal. So kind of like, okay, we've addressed it. This, it doesn't feel as much as we've attacked the needs. Like you mentioned, the questions on the offensive line. I think it's completely fair to say, if you're skeptical, that's okay. If you're sitting here going, yeah, the Chiefs offensive line, I've got no worries about it. Yeah, you're kind of lying to yourself because the left tackle they just signed has 12 starts over the last like 4 seasons. So
it'd be the same thing if you're like, yeah, Anthony Richardson can start in the NFL. He had 8 starts at Florida.
Yeah, he's great. He's good to go. It's like, all right, man, well, you don't know that.
No, there's a bunch of questions.
Yeah, a bunch of question marks there. And I just look at the last 2 drafts for Brett Veach. They haven't been bad, but if you hold him up to that standard of 2022, which isn't fair.
That's his best draft ever.
One of the best drafts of all time, I would
Whoa.
Go out and say. Okay. Well, if you're drafting multiple All-Pro players, it's pretty incredible. I'd like to do some research. I'm sure there's some better ones, but I would put it up there. It's an incredible, incredible all-time draft. You look at these last two at his pure hits. Now we're just a year removed from the last year, so who knows about a Jared Wiley who hasn't even yet played yet. Kingsley Sumatia, too early to tell, but so far you look at this and it's like, okay, it's Xavier, it's Rashee Rice, and Shamari Connor's been a nice depth piece. But they're going to need some serious firepower coming up in this draft because a lot of one-year deals, a couple older players right now for the Chiefs, they got to get younger. I wouldn't call this a rebuild, but this is a retooling year for Kansas City. And the second, or I would call the third chapter of this dynasty, really relies on, okay, Veach, let's go. This next month is massive for the next 5 years of this franchise.
Plus, everybody around you is getting better. Everyone's tired of seeing you win.
Yeah, man.
And I get it. 15-2 in the regular season last year. You could call it 15-1. They're bringing essentially the same team back. Everybody says, well, they don't have a lot of money, so they go get pieces that they know they trust and that are cheap. Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell missed a whole year. Flyer seems like a total Brett Veach move. You bring back your offensive line somewhat to protect your quarterback, who, with as long as he's on the field and doing what he can do comfortably, you would think. And, who's to say that, new cut Mahomes doesn't come out and live on a scorched earth mentality?
Hell yes.
Which I think that's the reason why, you look at what the offensive's done and what they want to do. Kelce and Mahomes probably, hey, let's just, we can bring Kareem back. We saw what he could do last year. We're not asking him to be, the guy, not the bell cow. But again, there's still questions about Isaiah Pacheco. What do we always see in a contract year from a running back? High production. Me against the world.
Yep.
Because
Feed him the ball.
Probably not going to get a contract here.
Exactly.
But could go get a contract elsewhere. Right. So, I mean, there's that sort of question as well. But again, I'm with you. I think this is a huge year for Brett Veach to really nail it in the draft because of what it could be.
Yeah.
In the past, what it's done last year, Xavier, Kingsley, Wiley, Hicks, now Nozard. I don't know who Kamal Hayden is. And then CJ Hansen.
Yeah. A couple of guys in the sixth and seventh who I'm not super familiar with yet, but again, could come up and be part of this. I think you brought up a really good point about running it back and 15-2 team and all those things are true. I think the people who are pessimistic, and I could be maybe on that side about running it back. Let's be clear. This team isn't running it back because Rashee Rice, as you mentioned, is going to be there. And you're adding a top 10 statistical receiver. I'm not going to say overall, but I think statistically, Rashee Rice could be a top 10 receiver next season. And Xavier Worthy, it's not running it back. Because Xavier Worthy, weeks 1 through 8 versus weeks 9 through 17, completely different player.
Right.
We're about to get a completely different player in Xavier Worthy, not to mention Isaiah Pacheco back. So it's not exactly running it back, but I don't also want to be on that other side of 15-2. No matter, no worries. That 15-2 team, there were some struggles there for a couple weeks. There were some ugly games, ugly wins, grinding it out. If you replay that season with those injuries, I don't think it's a 15-2 season.
And now that you can look at it with the microscope taken out of the zoom, blocked field goal, guy snaps the ball.
Yep.
Which, again, those are wins.
Those are wins.
But those don't come very often that way for you. The quarter just flipped on your side.
Yes, exactly.
Again, that happened in the Tampa Bay game. We saw Baker's reaction. 100%, another win.
100%.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Came back and beat Carolina in an overtime win. Mm-hmm. So you had those games that, you know, maybe the other season, they don't go your way. They happen to go their way this past year.
This past year.
But can they continue to have that trend? And also, can Patrick Mahomes just be this guy?
Who's the man of the game? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.